Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Hey, top of the morning to you, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Wait a minute, I can't be wishing top of the morning to you when it's 5:45 in the evening. Well, despite my terrible attempt at an Irish accent, my intentions are sincere. Today's the day that we are all Irish, right? In keeping with tradition, I'm wearing green socks, and I might indulge in a green beer with dinner. I'm even green with envy of those who did not lose a bunch of money in the stock market last week. St. Patrick's Day is a holiday that is truly celebrated globally. It's a day that acknowledges and salutes the Irish culture, but do you know specifically why it is observed on the 17th day of March? That's because today is the anniversary of the death of the patron saint of Ireland all the way back in the 5th century. The holiday itself has been observed for more than 1,000 years. That makes it one of our oldest holidays. Consequently, and not surprisingly, it's a holiday that has evolved over time. It began as a religious observance, and while there is still a solemn aspect to it in some quarters, St. Patrick's Day has taken on a much different look in many countries, including certainly our own. Today, many Americans, and by the way, I would say millions of Americans, but I can't be certain, have turned St. Patrick's Day into a happy excuse to party like there's no tomorrow. But let's not forget the past. St. Patrick was born in Roman Britain in the late 4th century. His childhood was interrupted when he was kidnapped at age 16 and taken to Ireland as a slave. Eventually, he escaped, only to return years later and convert the Irish to Christianity. He established churches, schools, and monasteries. You've no doubt heard the legend that he drove the snakes out of Ireland, that he used the shamrock to explain the Trinity. He died on March 17 in the year 461. The rest is history, a very green history. And about that, did you know that blue was originally the color associated with St. Patrick's Day? Now we can't imagine anything other than the wearing of the green. March 17th has become largely a secular holiday filled with revelry and celebration of Ireland and Irish heritage, of which America has a great deal. I took one of those saliva tests and found I too have a bit of the Irish in my own family tree. Here's another fun fact. Boston held the first St. Patrick's Day parade in 1737, almost 300 years ago. New York City joined the fun in 1762, and the city of Chicago annually dyes the Chicago River green to celebrate the holiday. Even our own Lake Erie occasionally turns green, although not from a dye, and generally not on March 17th. If you're heading out to a St. Patrick's Day party this evening, enjoy the corned beef and cabbage. If you also enjoy a green beer or two, don't overdo it. Even if the cop who pulls you over on the way home turns out to be Irish, it probably isn't going to do you any good.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.